Dear friend and follower, I think you've been surprised by the title I put for this video, because I got to explain why I put and choose this title for this video. American foreign policy. I'm not talking about American people. American people is different from the American foreign policy. Long, long time ago, since Arab countries born and America involved in our life, they were supporting and supplying all the dictators we have in our countries. But the reality and the real face of the American foreign policy came in the invasion of Iraq in 2003. They came in and claimed Saddam Hussein was, you know, having chemical weapon and all these Al-Qaeda and all that. But in the end, what they did, they destroyed the country what was already established. They destroyed the nation. They destroyed the culture. They make a civil war, and they replace Saddam with 200 million dictator. But they can't say dictator about them. They put them as an elected leaders. What they know very well, the election was absolutely false. And on the other side, what they was claiming again, they was against Iran and the mullahs and all these Iranian, they supporting terrorists around the world. But what American government did, they handled Iraq in a golden plate to Iran. And now, since 2003, over 2 million people has been killed, over 5 million refugee, over 3 million refugee inside, sectarian war, civil war, militias, Al-Qaeda, Daesh, you name it. And all that we can put it in one side, but the other side what we talking now. When I put the title of this video, a terrorist talking to Western nation. Yes, I am a terrorist. You know why? Because I'm talking about the dirt of the Western government, what they did in our country. Yes, I am a terrorist because I am talking about the justice around the world and how they turn the terrorist to leader, and the people, when they want the right, they call them a terrorist. Yes, I am a terrorist because I'm defending my country and the people what every single day being killed. But you don't see it in your news anymore because they don't want to show the dirt of American what they did and the mess they put in our country. Since a year, people in Iraq demonstrate in a peaceful way. They want their right in Ramadi, in Fallujah, but nobody listened to them. We have over 200,000 people in a prison, a secret prison, where there was a claim on Saddam, he is a dictator, have a civil, secret prison, and he was tortured people. But you put people in our country now worse on Saddam million times. And everybody of you, they know I was against Saddam Hussein, and I wrote books, and I made movie, and I made documentaries over. But when I say about the dirt what America put in our country, they call me a terrorist. They stopped my citizenship. 23 years in the West, I still stateless. They damaged my life. They damaged my marriage. They damaged every single thing good was in my life because I was talking. When they turn people from normal people and they push them and they squeeze them, here you make a terrorist. Not the terrorists, what you talk about them. Al-Qaeda, we know all America made them. Daesh. Now, America, they're supporting the militias in Iraq. They put Nour al-Maliki as a prime minister in Iraq. And now Obama, he supply him with weapon in the name of he's fighting the terrorists. Which terrorists you talking? You talking about people. They demonstrate and they fight for their right. You talking about the people. They're asking for justice. You call them terrorists, and you supply Nouri al-Maliki with F-16 to bomb Iraqi people, civilian people. Watch the footage. Watch those footages. Do you like it? Watch these footages. They bring Iraq 1,000 years back. Iraq, the country of culture. Iraq, the country of civilization. What the first law has been made in Iraq. The first justice has been made in Iraq. The first prophet coming to Iraq. The first medication coming out of Iraq. And now you turn Iraq thousands of years back. No education, no medical system. Stealing this, your new democracy you install in our country. They steal since 2003 $700 billion. What they did, they bought properties and filled your account. What you are bankrupt in your countries. But did you ask them where they get this money, and they was claiming social benefit in your country before 2003? You don't care about the humanity. You don't care about justice. Where is all these organizations defending the human rights around the world? Is anybody condemned what Maliki and Iran and Syria doing in our country? Absolutely no. Yesterday, what Syria, what has been condemned for all the terrorist things Bashar al-Assad did against his people. Yesterday, they helping Nouri al-Maliki, and they used their plane to bomb Iraq. Where is America? Where is America in this way? Syrian airlines hitting Iraqi people and kill them. Iranian airlines killing our people. And now America sitting saying, we're fighting the terrorist. Which terrorist? I want to understand the word of terrorist. Who is the terrorist? Me? The American people, the victim, what they work in 24 hours and paying tax, and you take their tax and go to the war and make more millionaire and billionaires? Who is the terrorist? The terrorist is you in the White House. The terrorist is the Western government. The terrorist is the Irish government, what they destroyed my life past 18 years. Those people, they are the terrorists, not me. Not the Irish people, not the German people, not the French people, not the American people, not the Iraqi people. The terrorist is you, the government, who you supply the terrorist and put dictatorship in our countries. Leave us alone. Leave us, we sorted out our problem. You don't have human rights. You are just a terrorist. Obama or Bush or who's coming, all same shit different us. I'm not afraid of you. I don't care if you arrest me. I don't care what you do to me. 23 years I am out of my country searching for justice. I didn't see justice. I see a terrorist, but in a different way. People in your country, what they coming, claim a refugee, and you give them citizenship, and you know very well they are terrorists. They murdered Iraqi people. They are militias. But you give them refugee status, and you give them citizenship in the name of humanity. But you are knowing very well they are militias. From Al-Mahdi Brigade, Asab Ahl-Al-Haq, Badr Brigade, all these shit, they come to your country. But not you go to pay for it. Your generation go to pay for it, and you go to have your murder in your country, and your kids go to pay the price. Those people, what you give them residence, those people, what you give them citizenship, and send them back to our country to be police officers and army to kill our people and steal our money and bring it to your country because you give him a citizenship. He's a citizen of your country. By international law, you support the terrorist. Because this is your citizenship, people. You don't believe it? Watch what in your countries. Watch those people, the terrorists, what they was claiming they was humiliated and imprisoned by Saddam Hussein at the time. And you give them citizenship. And even after all that, and you give them Iraq and